Thank you, my brothers and sisters in Jesus Christ, and us in the universe family of God, for listening to my podcast, Personal God Consciousness in Jesus and Living Eternal Truths. I am Brother Dave, your host. Please visit my large website, www.purechristians.org, or ledbyjesus.org, same website. You'll find many valuable and comprehensive religious and spiritual resources there. When you get there, scroll about 25% down the homepage, and then you may read, download, and share my always free 100-page PDF of key highlights of my books on the nature, life, and teachings of our Creator, Son of God, and Son of Man, Jesus Christ. If any here wish to receive by email a free copy of the text on our show, comment, ask questions, or receive more free text, just email me, dave@purechristians.org. Freely we have received truth in God's Spirit. Freely we love to share His truth. We hope and pray that you do too. We thank you, our brothers and sisters in the perfecting family of God, of all mankind here on earth. We thank you all for listening. Thank you for your spiritual support. We thank you for sharing gems of truth with others. We have selected verses and paragraphs on this topic from the Christian Bible and from the unique 2,097-page Fifth Epical Revelation of Truth, which is named the Urantia Book. And that revelation was given around AD 1935. It's in modern American English, and it allows our seeking minds and souls much joy and enthusiasm as we read these powerful verses. All reflective truth-seeking humans on this planet will find some value from these readings. It's freely available online. There's no copyright because only humans can hold a copyright, and this revelation was given by superhumans, so it's fully in the public domain, and so it allows us to then share portions of it wisely with others. So now we'll continue. Our podcast is titled, Thanking Our Loving Creator Father and Merciful Eternal Friend, Jesus Christ. From the Urantia Book, this will be paper 30, Personalities of the Grand Universe, section 4, The Ascending Mortals, paragraph 28. First act of your high spirit level, Havona career, will be to recognize and thank your transport Sikhanafim, those are high angels, for the long and safe journey. Then you are presented to those beings who will sponsor your early Havona activities. Next, you go to register your arrival and prepare your message of thanksgiving and adoration for dispatch to the Creator's Son, our Jesus Christ, of your local universe. He is our universe Creator Father. And it says here, the universe Father who made possible your sonship career. This concludes the formalities of the Havona arrival, whereupon you are accorded a long period of leisure for free observation, and this affords opportunity for looking up your friends, fellows, and associates of the long ascension experience. You may also consult the broadcast to ascertain whoever your fellow pilgrims have departed for Havona since the time of your leaving Yuversa. And that Yuversa is the spiritual headquarters of our seventh superuniverse named Orvantun. Havona has 1 billion high ultimate-absolute perfected spheres that we will ascend through to be spirit-perfected enough to enter eternally perfect paradise, the highest heaven, and the eternal home of God, the universal Father, eternal Son, and infinite Spirit. Paper 100, Religion and Human Experience, Section 5, Conversion and Mysticism, Paragraph 10, First Part. The more healthful attitude of spiritual meditation is to be found in reflective worship and in the prayer of thanksgiving. Paper 131, The World's Religions, Section 2, Judaism. These are selections. Paragraph 4, Give thanks to God, for His mercy endures forever. And from paragraph 7, It is good to give thanks to the Lord and sing praises to the Most High. And that would be our loving Father God. Now we go to Section 10, Our Religion. And this is a disciple of Jesus, summarizing what he learned from Jesus. He traveled with Jesus for 2 years, going through many Gentile lands, in Egypt, and around the Mediterranean area. And he states, I will every day thank God for His unspeakable gifts. I will praise Him for His wonderful works to the children of men. To me, He is the Almighty, the Creator, the Power, and the Mercy. But best of all, He is my Spirit Father. And as His earth child, I am sometime going forth to see Him. And my tutor, that's Jesus, has said,
that by searching for him, I shall become like him. By faith in God, I have attained peace with him. This new religion of ours is very full of joy and a generation enduring happiness. I am confident that I shall be faithful even to death, and that I will surely receive the crown of eternal life. Paper 137, During Time in Galilee, Section 6, The Events of the Sabbath Day, Paragraph 6. That evening, when they had returned to the land before they went their way, Jesus, standing by the water's edge, prayed, My Father, I thank you for these little ones who, in spite of their doubts, even now believe. And for their sakes have I set myself apart to do your will. And now may they learn to be one, even as we are one. Paper 140, The Ordination of the Twelve, that's the 12 Apostles. Section 2, The Ordination. Paragraph 2, Jesus states, My Father, I now bring to you these men, my messengers. From among our children on earth have chosen these 12 to go forth to represent me as I came forth to represent you. Love them and be with them as you have loved and been with me. And now, my Father, give these men wisdom as I place all the affairs of the coming kingdom in their hands. And I would, if it is your will, tarry on earth a time to help them in their labors for the kingdom. And again, my Father, I thank you for these men, and I commit them to your keeping while I go to finish your work you have given me to do. Paper 146, First Preaching Tour of Galilee, Section 2, Ejotapada, Paragraph 1. While the common people at Jotapata heard Jesus and his apostles gladly, and many accepted the gospel of the kingdom, it was the discourse of Jesus to the 24, that's the 12 apostles of John the Baptist who joined Jesus and his apostles when John the Baptist was murdered, was beheaded. Okay, it was the discourse of Jesus to the 24 on the second evening of their sojourn in the small town that distinguishes the Jotapata mission. Nathanael, that's an apostle, was confused in his mind about the Master's teachings concerning prayer, thanksgiving, and worship. And in response to his question, Jesus spoke at great length in further explanation of his teaching. Summarized in modern phraseology, this discourse may be presented as emphasizing the following points. And this is now paragraph 12, point number 11. Many resort to prayer only when in trouble. Such a practice is thoughtless and misleading. True, you do well to pray when harassed, but you should also be mindful to speak as a son to your father, even when all goes well with your soul. Now, why do they say son and not sons and daughters? Because spiritually, all humans, male or female, are spiritually classified as potentially or actually ascending sons of God. And the daughters of God are not humans, the daughters of God are the angels. So when they say mankind or son, that always includes women equally. You'll see that later on in one of the paragraphs I read in this podcast. Jesus goes on, Let your real petitions always be in secret. Do not let men hear your personal prayers. Prayers of thanksgiving are appropriate for groups of worshipers, but the prayer of the soul is a personal matter. There is but one form of prayer which is appropriate to all God's children, and that is, quote, Nevertheless, your will be done, unquote. May your will be done, Father, by me. That is my will. Now we go to paragraph 15, item number 14. Jesus warned his followers against thinking that their prayers would be rendered more efficacious by ornate repetitions, eloquent phraseology, fasting, penance, or sacrifices. But he did exhort his believers to employ prayer as a means of leading up through thanksgiving to true worship. Jesus deplored that so little of the spirit of thanksgiving was to be found in the prayers and worship of his followers. He quoted from the scriptures on this occasion, saying, quote, It is a good thing to give thanks to the Lord and to sing praises to the name of the Most High, to acknowledge his loving kindness every morning and his faithfulness every night, for God has made me glad through his work. In everything I will give thanks according to the will of God. And now paragraph 16, item number 15. And then Jesus said, quote, Be not constantly over-anxious about your common needs. Be not apprehensive concerning the problems of your earthly existence. But in all these things, by prayer and supplication, with a spirit of sincere thanksgiving, let your needs be spread out before your Father who is in heaven. Then he quoted from the scriptures, quote, I will praise the name of God with a song, and I will magnify him with thanksgiving. And this will please the Lord better than the sacrifice of an ox or bullock with horns and hoofs. Paper 163, Ordination of the 70 at Magadan, Section 6, The Return of the 70, that's the 70 Disciples of Jesus, Paragraph 3. And it was at this time, just before partaking of the evening meal, that Jesus experienced one of those rare moments of emotional ecstasy which his followers had occasionally witnessed. He said, quote, I thank you, my Father, Lord of heaven and earth, that while this wonderful gospel was hidden from the wise and the self-righteous, the Spirit has revealed these spiritual glories to these children of the kingdom. Yes, my Father, it must have been pleasing in your sight to do this, and I rejoice to know that the good news will spread to all the world, even after I have returned to you and the work which you have given me to perform. I am mightily moved as I realize you are about to deliver all authority into my hands, that only you really know who I am, and that only I really know you, and those to whom I have revealed you. And when I have finished this revelation to my brethren in the flesh, I will continue the revelation to your creatures on high. Paper 194, The Bestowal of the Spirit of Truth. And the Spirit of Truth is not an it. The Holy Spirit is a spirit person also, and she is not an it. And the Spirit of Truth is the Spirit of Jesus Christ here, Son of God, and it's also the Spirit of the Universal Father God. So the Spirit of Truth is the combined Spirit of God the Universal Father and Jesus, our eternal Son of God here, as one combined Holy Father-Son union in Jesus here also, as God and man combined, Spirit of Truth, which is poured out upon all flesh. Section 3, What Happened at Pentecost? That's May 18th, AD 30 on, is Pentecost, the bestowal by God and Jesus of the Spirit of Truth. And this is paragraph 14. Before the teachings of Jesus were culminated in Pentecost, women had little or no spiritual standing in the tenets of the older religions. After Pentecost, in the brotherhood of the kingdom, woman stood before God on an equality with man. Among the 120 who received the special visitation of the Spirit were many of the women disciples, and they shared these blessings equally with the men believers. No longer can man presume to monopolize the ministry of religious service. The Pharisee may go on thanking God that he was, quote, not born a woman, a leper, or a Gentile, unquote. But among the followers of Jesus, woman has been ever set free from all religious discriminations based on sex. Pentecost obliterated all religious discrimination founded on racial distinction, cultural differences, social caste, or sex prejudice. No wonder these believers in the new religion would cry out, quote, where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. Amen. So that concludes this study, not only for Thanksgiving Day, but we can thank God and praise Him, love and trust Him at all times, every day, many times, hopefully. And so, with that, I say, with a spirit of sincere thanksgiving, farewell. Thank you.